Being relatively new to the nonprofit sector, I noticed that there was a great deal of, I guess, confusion or misinformation during network meetings that I'd organise amongst community and youth workers responsible for advocating for young people, where many of them were basically unaware of the services that were actually available, especially in regards to the law. So, for instance, if, you know, one of their clients was in a criminal matter or had some sort of an issue, they didn't know which services to go to or what to do. I came to the realisation there was this requirement to focus on, I guess, ameliorating to workers themselves about how to best take advantage of the services, the legal services and options available, which eventually led to this particular event. And through conversations that I had with the Law Foundation, who's actually funding the event, we decided to set up this panel of discussions amongst three particular areas of focus for young people.
And what are those areas?
So the first area is about discrimination, human rights, and that particular area. So we have two speakers, Mitchell Miller and Fiona Chamley from the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission. Both Fiona and Mitchell assist young people in the community with questions, complaints and concerns in relation to discrimination and human rights. And it's also important with regards to dispute resolution. And they've experienced quite an extensive array of issues with young people and their rights being breached in some way, particularly with employment law. And in addition, they'll also explain, you know, the developments of human rights law in Victoria as well, specific to young people, and the services available, such as, you know, an inquiry line, again, as mentioned, dispute resolution services, education about equal opportunity, and in particular, they will also be specifically discussing about racial and religious vilification and the Charter of Human Rights and Responsibilities for specific to young people. We also have, in addition to Mitchell and Fiona, Tamsin Mildenhall and Catherine Maloney, who are both from the Victorian Legal Aid Team. Their area will be specific about criminal law, about the courts, about the law system itself, the legal system itself, which is an important area. So Tamsin is currently a duty lawyer at the Magistrates and Children's Courts, and she also appears before the county courts in a variety of criminal matters, and particularly around young people. And Catherine Maloney is a senior lawyer in the Equal Law Program at Victorian Legal Aid, and she's practiced widely in civil and criminal jurisdictions as well. So that will be the other area. Finally, we have Melanie Raymond, who is the chair of the non-profit organisation Youth Projects. They provide a broad range of services utilising a holistic approach to tackle disadvantage, homelessness, alcohol and drug issues amongst young people in Melbourne, which is the final area. So looking at domestic issues, homelessness, drug addictions and so forth. And their services for the most vulnerable young people are fantastic, from projects that include like youth outreach team that provide drug and alcohol treatments, as well as a foot patrol team that wanders around after hours in the city that provide healthcare and clean equipment to prevent the transmission of, you know, diseases and so forth. The audience members that will be attending are not just community workers, even though that was my initial push to actually get the program done, but it will also include young students from schools, university students, we've got public servants as well, and just the community in general. So the audience themselves will be quite broad, and that's why we wanted to keep it informal and really just discuss it, not just the issues but also the services that are available in general in Victoria.
Yeah, so from my understanding, because we've obviously got a lot of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children, and you're also working very extensively with children from migrant families, mm-hmm. and kids who obviously will also have issues around the discrimination and racism, mm-hmm. but obviously there's different laws for children, and also a lot of the issues that the kids are actually facing can also escalate into kids having to face the criminal justice system, and I guess some of your key focuses is trying to keep kids out of juvenile justice facilities and also, you know, around those laws with keeping kids detained.
Yeah, and I think all of that really boils down to the knowledge that not only they have, but also the people who are supporting them have, and that's what really Law Week is all about. You know, so broadly speaking, the panel event will involve discussions related to those three particular key areas, but they'll also discuss the courts and the legal system, fines and infringements, police powers, for instance, and the rights of young people. You know, there's been quite a lot of issues in regards to that as well, where the rights of young people have been breached and they just didn't know or were unaware of what their rights were. Public transport offences, for instance, sex and the law, So the overall purpose of the panel event is not just to celebrate Law Week in Victoria, but the agenda is really to improve the participation and education of young people relating to their rights and responsibilities, not just their responsibilities, you know, to try and prevent, but also their rights, you know, for them to understand that if they are in a sticky situation, that they do have rights and that they are actually protected, you know. And I can't really specifically say legislative changes, but there's certainly been a great deal of progress relating to understanding the law specific to young people in Victoria that reflects or perhaps is adapting to the overall social and technological developments, like, for instance, in relation to sexting, which is actually becoming quite a big problem.
Yeah.
And also discrimination, as mentioned, particularly with employment and bullying and harassment, which you can get both, you know, at work but also online as well. So these are really key areas for young people that we really want to focus on, and, you know, just not to just discuss, you know, the prevention or to discuss their responsibilities, but also how we in Victoria, that, you know, the legal system itself and community workers like myself, being a youth worker, how we can support them, we can advocate for them, and we can, you know, help them if they are in actual trouble in some way.